We have allowed religion to be misused by violent extremists. We have allowed religion to be taken by radicalized individuals to legitimize their violent causes, to attack other people other than their own, to attack people within their own communities based on ideology and what they believe in.
It's the problem that not enough people have spoken out against these terrorists and the ways in which the terrorists have misappropriated religion.
Yeah, it's true. On the whole, we find that the violent extremists, and if we can talk about Daesh, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab,
otherwise known as ISIL and these other groups,
known as ISIL, they are a phenomenon on their own in the manner that they are putting out these ideologies and in many ways packaging them to be very attractive to particularly the younger generation. And they've been successful in doing that because it's black and white for them. And we, from the different faith communities, are playing catch-up. Groups like ISIS are ahead of the curve when it comes to a recruitment, when it comes to legitimizing their narratives.
What should the UN be doing more of in terms of trying to address the issue of the religious drivers behind violent conflict properly? I mean, are there things that, the UN's been shying away from that it needs to do more of?
First of all, the United Nations and governments need to appreciate that there is a problem. Governments and intergovernmental organizations are normally not very effective in countering violent extremism because it appears as propaganda when governments are doing it. It appears as propaganda when multilateral intergovernmental organizations are doing it. But the role that UN and other bodies can play, and which is extremely useful, is to enable. When faith communities are actually dealing with religious aspects of violent extremism, as orchestrators, it becomes much, much more effective. And therefore, the United Nations and governments need to enable faith communities, civil society organizations to be orchestrators in countering violent extremism.
How do you get the messages of events like today out there to the wider public? Because obviously there's a lot of concern that just, you know, even mentioning the perversion of Islam by people like Daesh, and that is somehow slurring the whole religion.
The message that needs to be taken out there needs to be done by faith communities, by religious leaders. Some of the groups that are actually here are leading faith-based organizations, so we have to take this message out of the United Nations here, out of New York, to Amman, to Baghdad, to Kismayu, to Mogadishu. We risk, and this is what has been happening an awful lot of times, is that we have very good conferences. We come up with very good resolutions, very good declarations that end up on the shelves, and they don't get to the communities that should be reading these declarations and actually working or effectively implementing these declarations.
The problem seems to be that the message that the terrorists who are misappropriating religions like Islam are putting forward seems to have got a lot of traction. It seems to be almost like a virus, and they seem to be gathering a lot more followers than they are repelling.
Yeah, because they're dealing with the issues. They're dealing with issues that are affecting that young person in the village. They're dealing with issues of inequalities. They're taking advantages of the marginalization of communities. They're taking advantage of inequalities that we are seeing and facing every day, and they pretend that they are providing simple solutions to these inequalities, marginalization. Governments have got to get better at addressing inequalities, at addressing corruption, at addressing marginalization, so that the narratives that faith communities are coming up with to delegitimize those of violent extremists actually gain traction, so that it's addressing both the push factors and the pull factors that are driving many young people into violent extremism. We should not sit back and just think that
by reasoning with them somehow that's going to help.
That by reasoning with them that's going to. We have to counter their narratives. These are very unreasonable people. We have to expose them. We have to show, particularly the younger generation, where they are trying to recruit from, that the kind of message and the vision for the violent extremist is not going anywhere, is going to fail, and that somehow we have to deal with this now.